Eve has formed on the front. That's just a meteorological term to indicate that the weather system is gaining strength and has slowed down somewhat, so we'll put off our rain till tomorrow night. Slowly increasing clouds tonight, milder lows, 40s. Highs tomorrow, a little bit cooler than today, but still mild, 50s and lower 60s. Light, southerly winds. Rain developing late tomorrow night in the Redwood Empire, North Bay County, spreading over the entire Bay Area on Saturday.
KNBR News brought to you by the Cal State Automobile Association, AAA for Northern California and Nevada. More news when it happens on KNBR 68. I'm Gene DiCardo with Leo Laporte.
Well, I'll tell you what, with Tom Hayden and Jane Fonda going Splitsville and...
Nothing is sacred anymore.
Bruce Oppenheimer and Sybil Shepherd breaking up, and and Robin Givens now says, of course, her divorce just went through with Mike Tyson. She says, well, actually, I love him very much. And she says, it's not my fault, it's not his fault, it's Don King's fault.
He doesn't wear his hair right.
His hair scared him, I think. She says, I don't want to be in the same room with him. Don King pushed Mike into the divorce. She says, I still love Mike Tyson. And not only that, she predicts that he will beat Frank Bruno in their February fight in Las Vegas. She says, Michael's the best fighter ever. I wouldn't want to get into the ring with him. Don't worry, Robin. I don't think that's a possibility.
Wrestling, maybe, but not...
Wait a minute. Don King has an idea. Maybe that would be the battle of the century. The Thrilla in Manila. Robin and Michael.
When it happens on KNPR.
Slugging it out. Coming up this hour, we're going to find out what it's like to be frozen and revived. Cryonics can make you immortal, can it?
Yeah, we'll see.
Welcome to another trip into the Love Zone. Billy Ocean and Love Zone, the signpost up ahead. Welcome to the Love Zone. 514, Leo LaPorta and company coming up in just a little bit. We talk with the Venturists. They're a cryonic suspension organization. They believe in freezing people after they die, keeping them on ice until a cure for whatever ails you can be invented, at which time they thaw you out and fix you. And now, of course, none of this has actually happened, but presumably when it does, people will be immortal. Will it work? We'll find out. Just a bit on KNBI 68.
Apple. Why are you doing that?
I'm saying apple.
Why?
I'm saying apple several times.
Why?
Because Computer Selection is the premier authorized dealer of Apple computers.
Well, then get an Apple computer and make it repeat for you.
Computer Selection at your Apple expert. And now their second location in Sunnyvale is open.
And that means that you can drop in the San Francisco and Sunnyvale stores before the end of the month and enter to win a $7,000 Mac 2.
Yes, that means Apple.
Don't
Apple,
do that.
Apple.
Don't do that.
Computer Selection, a one-stop shop. No need to ever go to several computer hardware and software and service stores for the best prices and service. No other computer store offers such a vast selection.
Tell them where they are.
Apple.
Don't do that.
Okay, the Sunnyvale location now open is at 1202 Apollo Way in Sunnyvale. Call them at 408-746-2288. Apple.
You know the nice thing about
I'm here at the Cape with astronaut Michael Ace Russell. Ace, about the space station, was it comfortable?
I'm afraid not, Bob. When those cosmonauts visited, it was pretty crowded. It was kind of embarrassing. Oh. Now, if they had come for a ride in my new Hyundai Sonata, it would have been fine. It's a midsize with the most room of any car in its class.
Oh, that's nice, Ace. But yeah. Were the Russians impressed with the space station's power?
It has itsy-bitsy iodine thrusters. It wouldn't push your grandmother around the block. For power, take my Hyundai Sonata, the biggest standard engine in its class.
You don't say.
But can you justify the cost, Dave? Sure, the Sonata's very reasonably priced.
No, I mean the space station. It's in the billions.
Really? Now, that's a lot for a place where you can't even crack open the windows. Did I tell you my Sonata has power windows and a sunroof?
No, you didn't, but that's very interesting. Well, Ace, thank you for coming in today. Your insights were truly remarkable.
Thanks, Bob. I thought so.
The new Hyundai Sonata, with the most space and the most powerful standard engine in its class. The Hyundai Sonata, the midsize car that makes sense.
KNBI 68, 516, Leo LaPorta and Company. Cammie's in the sky with the latest Skyview Traffic Watch report. Camelin, what's going on?
Well, Leo, it's not going to be a long, slow ride for folks on northbound 101 heading up the peninsula. We got some stop-and-go stuff right now from Highway 85 to Rengsdorf. That'll resume at San Antonio Road, and that'll be stop-and-go up to University. Then again from Marsh all the way up to Whipple. If you're going to be using the San Mateo Bridge this afternoon, that's a green commute condition right now at the limit in both directions across the entire 9-mile span. We do have an accident reported right now on the eastbound Skyway just east of the 7th Street on-ramp. That's going to slow things down for folks trying to get to the Bay Bridge. And we have a four-car pileup still in the center divide northbound 880 just south of 237 there in Milpitas, and that has traffic there backed up to the Montague Expressway. And now let's get a quick check of the other key routes now. Skyscan traffic map.
Yes, red condition on eastbound 80 from Emeryville to Hilltop, Cammie. The Nimitz southbound from Oakland is yellow, yellow 24 east, yellow eastbound 237, yellow 101 southbound from Sunnyvale to San Jose, 280 southbound into San Jose is yellow, finally yellow 101 northbound between the Golden Gate Bridge and Novato.
And we'll cover those key commute routes again for you in 12 minutes on KNBR 68. I'm Cammie Blackstone.
Imagine yourself relaxing on a luxurious 7-day princess cruise complete with romance, Italian hospitality, and the warmth of exotic Mexico for only $599 per person. Announcing another fabulous travel bargain from Ambassador Tours.
Yes, this spring, imagine sailing aboard the Dawn Princess with her fun-loving Italian crew. Round trip from L.A. to Puerto Vallarta, Mazatlan, and Cabo San Lucas, all starting at the amazing low price of $599 per person. With Ambassador Tours, you'll travel better for less.
Restrictions apply, so stop imagining and call Ambassador Tours. Choose one of 9 departure dates from March through May. 800-622-0888. 800-622-0888. $599. It's not your imagination. It's Ambassador Tours.
You'll travel better for less with Ambassador Tours.
Four-Way Theater presents Mr. Kurt Zoller with a terrible stuffed up nose and sinking in quicksand till it covers his mouth. He can barely breathe. Does he panic? No way. We give him Four-Way long-acting nasal spray. For all day or all night relief. How's the nose, Mr. Zoller?
So when you have a stuffed up nose, don't panic. Get four-way spray. Your sure way. Your fast way. Use only as directed.
Four-way nasal spray is available at your favorite Fry's food and drug store. Fry's would also like to take this opportunity to thank you for your wonderful support in raising funds for the Cleveland Elementary School Children's Fund. Over $11,000 was collected at Fry's stores to assist in the medical and counseling expenses for the kids and their families. When folks like you care, it does make a difference. Thank you for extending a helping hand and also for shopping at Fry's. Remember, for quality selection and low prices, it's all happening today at Fry's.
519 on KNBR 68. Leo Laporte and company, we talk cryonics, the science of freezing people after they die in the hopes that they may someday be rejuvenated. The Venturist Society is a group that does this. They're in Phoenix, Arizona. Good name, a good town for the Venturist. The Phoenix, the mythical beast that rises from the ashes. I guess that's kind of the image they support. They believe you can become physically immortal. We'll find out how in just a little bit. But first, Bob Lasich with all the money news, brought to you by Delta Dental. Ask your employee representative about Delta, and remember, they have a plan to keep you smiling.
In what could signal revitalization of the Bayview Hunters Point District, Walgreens is opening a drugstore in the new Bayview Plaza Shopping Center, a 90,000-square-foot complex. Equitech, based in Oakland, a lot of red ink. Net loss of almost $17 million comes to $3.41 a share for the year. In addition to real estate, the company was in the savings and loan business, but got out of that. Stock market higher again today. The Dow Industrials up 7.5 to 23.11. Volume 177 million. The gainers led 4-3. Gold in New York down 50 cents to 383.25. Silver unchanged at 589. IBM has taken the wraps off what it calls the world's fastest memory chip. It can send and receive more than 6 billion bits of data per second. Control Data had operating losses of $130 million last year. Hints it might sell off parts of itself. California crude oil production down by 3% last year, continuing a decline that began in 1986. That's the KNBR Money News. I'm Bob Lasich.
Hey, gang, I finally hired another mechanic.
Great.
Starts tomorrow. You know what that means? It means we got a total of 10 guys working here, including Mary, which means we've got enough for a company dental plan.
This place is finally coming together.
Delta Dental, for groups of 10 or tens of thousands.
A new dental plan. That's like everybody gets a raise.
Delta Dental, we have a plan to keep you smiling.
This is it, the President's Day sale, and it starts this Friday at Emporium Capwell. Save on the best of spring. Go ahead, shop 4 big days and try it on. Zip it up, check it out. The things you need will be on sale, so hurry in tomorrow through Monday and shop store-wide, because these spring savings add up. The President's Day sale, 4 big days to save, starting Friday at Emporium Capwell. Don't miss it.
Some things you expect to pay for. Some you don't. You expect to pay for phone calls.
Please deposit 90 cents for the first 3 minutes.
And newspapers. But you don't expect to pay for your own money. The Wells Fargo, First Interstate, and Bank of America are doing just that. They may charge you a fee each time you take your own money out of your own automatic teller. But at Home Federal, we don't. With any Home Fed account, you can use our anytime tellers for free. So the next time you go to your ATM, think about what you're really paying for. Then check with Home Federal, where you can get to your money for free. Anytime. Home Fed. Member FSLIC.
KNBI 68, the Venturist Society, a group of people who believe in the sanctity of life. According to their manifesto, they believe that the purpose of life intrinsically includes the goal of avoiding death and acquiring an endless life, and that the pursuit of that goal is the highest of those things which are morally right. How do they achieve it? Well, you ever hear of cryonics? On the line, the president of the Venturists, David Pizer. David, thanks for joining us this afternoon on KNBR 68.
Well, thank you for having me.
Cryonics is something we've heard about for a long time. I guess they said that Walt Disney froze his body after his death.
That is a rumor.
It's maybe apocryphal, yeah.
That's not substantiated.
Right.
But Walt was interested in cryonics.
Are you actually currently practicing cryonics?
Our group is the philosophical group that doesn't do any suspensions. There are three organizations that are currently suspending humans, one of them up in your area, by the way.
Really? Where's that?
The American Cryonics Society is in the San Francisco area, up in the northeast corner there.
About how many people now, at best estimate, are actually frozen?
In the United States, at this time, I think there's about 23 or 24.
So it's not, there are not a lot of people. This is not a mass movement yet.
No, but the last 3 or 4 years, it has had a tremendous rise in growth.
Yeah, people are very interested in it, certainly.
Yes.
Is frozen a good word to use? Is that actually what's happening?
Yeah, that's, there's a new type of freezing that the American Red Cross is working on that should come online in the next couple years, where we won't have the damage at the molecular level that we have now, and will give us a more truer form of suspended animation.
Is the blood replaced?
Yes.
With?
A solution that has a lot of glycerol in it, which minimizes the damage done by the freezing process.
All right. Now, needless to say, no one has ever been revived at this point.
Well, no humans that were completely grown humans. Of course, you're aware that there have been embryos frozen, taken out of the mother and kept frozen in liquid nitrogen for a few years and put back in the original mother or a host mother and are grown and are now living human beings on the earth.
That I didn't know. I remember the dog, the experiment with the dog being frozen. They've actually frozen human embryos.
Oh, yes.
Well, that sounds like then this is a conceivable. Of course, now the human embryo was alive. This is a little different because you're taking somebody who has died.
Well, we have a problem with the definition of death because a lot of times in hospitals, doctors could bring back people that are declared legally dead. If you have an older person that has stated certain preferences and their heart stops beating and they quit having brain waves, they may have left instructions that they don't want to be revived.
Right.
But on the other hand, a lot of times people that are declared legally dead can be revived if the doctors want to.
Sure, medical science, even in our day and age, is able of doing that. And I guess the idea is that 100 or 200 years hence, they'll be able to do even more.
We believe that in the future, 100 to 200 years, science and technology will end the aging process. And at that time, anyone that was frozen during this age can be unfrozen, brought back to life, have whatever disease or injury cured that killed them cured. And then if they died, say, at the age of a 90-year-old person, their aging can be reversed and they can be brought back to where they have the body of an 18- or 20-year-old athlete.
Wow. And there is evidence that this actually will be possible?
A lot of evidence. A lot of our members are PhDs in chemistry, biology, physics. We have a lot of medical doctors that are in our movement and signed up for cryonics. And little by little, the scientific community is beginning to get behind this. And, of course, the object of our group is to go out and reach the average person and let them know that this escape from death, this sane scientific medical escape from death, is now available.
Well, maybe now available, maybe not. Yeah. It's not exactly clear whether you'll actually be able to be revived with the current techniques.
Well, we feel very strongly, and we have some very powerful scientists from MIT and UCLA and various other organizations that have endorsed it, and they believe that it's going to work.
How much does it cost to do something like this?
It costs about $10,000 for the actual process, and then you have to have some kind of a trust fund or something to pay to keep you suspended. Most companies are generally wanting the patients to have either put up a cash amount or have a life insurance anywhere from $25,000 to $100,000.
And then the interest of that would support you, and of course,
that's right,
when you were thawed, presumably you'd have some money to live on at that point. This kind of sounds like Sleeper. I'm sure people have told you that before.
Oh, yes.
But presumably with better consequences.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are the legal issues involved here? Is it, it's legal to do this, of course. I guess it would be.
Well, it is legal to do this. We have opposition from various government agencies and bureaucracies that since there are no particular laws and rules covering it, we're working through that now. The big problem that we want to change is we want to be able to be frozen before we're legally dead. And that may take some kind of a constitutional law battle, which we're sort of profiling ourselves for. In other words, if I were declared that I was going to be dead in a couple of months and the last ravages of the disease I had were going to destroy my brain even more, say I had brain cancer, I would want to be frozen immediately at that time.
That seems reasonable. I'm sure from the law, from this point of view, it looks to them like euthanasia as opposed to just a temporary freezing.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, because you would be, in fact, legally and clinically dead after freezing.
The freezing process would cause your legal death. Therefore, the people doing it would be committing murders.
Murders. So that's kind of the ethical problem. What about the moral issue of this? Are there religious leaders who say, oh, you're violating God's law here?
Well, the major religions seem to be supporting us. You know, I've worked with people in the Catholic religion, and they've had a history of making a few mistakes with Galileo and Darwin. And,
Don't rub it in now, David.
They're more and more beginning to take the position that, you know, if this is going to work and if God's in control of the universe, it certainly must be God's plan.
Right. That's an interesting idea. And of course, now we've heard there are charlatans involved in this, and we've all heard the stories about the bodies that were thawing out. Mm-hmm. And there was last year, in fact, I believe we talked to the fellow, a company where there was a little brouhaha about his mother's head. There is one company in L.A. that just saves the head.
A lot of people, especially the people that they're real hardcore scientists that maybe from the discipline of physics and what have you, they understand how cloning is going to work, and they really mostly want to just save their brain where they feel like their memory resides.
Right, so they save the brain and they can clone the rest of the body.
Feel like they'll be able to clone a brand new, better body in the future.
Wow. Well, I guess if you're terminally ill, it doesn't make much difference whether this works or not. It's a possibility.
It's been called a rational gamble that you're going to be dead anyhow. You've really almost got nothing to lose if you think about it.
Well, the money, but I mean, you can't take it with you anyway. So.
That's right.
Well, David, I want to thank you for joining us. This is the most kind of clear-headed discussion of this topic we've had in a long time, because there are a lot of cranks out there, too. If people want to know more about the Venturists, and as you said, you don't sell any services. You just talk about the moral and the philosophical issues, and of course the scientific issues involved in this. What is there an address they can write to?
Yes, we have a monthly newsletter, by the way. It costs $8 a year.
Okay.
But you can write us for free information at 1355 East Peoria Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona 85020.
I noted before we began our conversation, Phoenix is an appropriate town for this organization, David.
It really is.
Rising from the ashes.
Right.
1355 East Peoria Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, 85020. It's the Venturists. Venturists. David, thanks for joining us this afternoon on KMBR 68.
Well, thank you for having me.
You plan to do this to yourself when your time comes?
Beg your pardon?
You plan to do this to yourself?
I've been signed up for quite a while.
But it's not imminent.
There's a chance, I'm 47 years old, there's a chance that science may bring about an end to aging before, you know, I die, depending on how long I live. And I certainly don't look forward to going into the tank, and it'd be nice if that came online before that.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yep.
I'll look forward. Then we got all sorts of other problems with population and everything else.
Well, we have answers for that. We feel like the technology we're going to need is going to allow us to live in outer space and perhaps on other planets by the time we have the technology to revive all these people.
That makes sense. It's the world of the future we're talking about here. David Pizer, thanks for joining us once again on KNBR.
Well, thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
In the tank, he calls it. I'm going to get in the tank now.
Does he know Michael Jackson?
I think Michael is revived. Michael went through the whole process.
Sorry, something.
What's happening on the highways, Kim?
Well, Leo and Milpitas, they're finally getting rid of clearing out of that last car from that accident, North 880 and 237, but traffic there is backed up now all the way to Brokaw Road. Southbound on the Freeway, we've got stretches of slow and go from Davis Street down to A Street in Hayward. We've got an accident westbound 24 just east of the Caldecott Tunnel, and folks in the eastbound direction are slowing down to take a peek, and that has traffic there backed up now all the way to the Claremont Curve. If you're headed to the East Shore Freeway, eastbound Haiti, stop and go from the MacArthur Maze to Ashby, sluggish from Pierce to San Pablo Dam Road, and Highway 4, you're going to hit that Carquinez Bridge backup. And now let's get a quick check of the other key routes in our Skyscan traffic map.
I'll just keep hitting it to you.
You're rushing me right along.
I got all these copies of this sound. I could just keep playing it over and over and over. Yellow conditions on the Nimitz south, northbound, I should say, from San Jose. 101 southbound from Sunnyvale to San Jose is yellow. So is 280 southbound into San Jose. Eastbound San Mateo Bridge, yellow. Yellow on Skyway approach to the Bay Bridge. And finally, it is yellow on Gary's commute. 101 northbound between the Golden Gate Bridge and the Mach 2.
And we'll cover those key commute routes again for you in 12 minutes on KNBR 68. I'm Tammy Blackstone.
Thank you, Camelin. Mike Pechner's on the line with his forecast on KNBR 68. Michael?
Clouds over the Bay Area right now, the forerunner of a system about 800 miles off the northern California coast, and that system has slowed down somewhat, so our rain forecast for maybe tomorrow, more likely Friday night and early Saturday. Nevertheless, I think the rain will make it here, timing uncertain. Slowly increasing clouds tonight and milder tonight, lows mostly in the 40s. And then tomorrow, 50s and lower 60s, somewhat cooler than today, mostly cloudy. Rain developing up in the North Bay, Riverdale Empire area sometime tomorrow, and moving south in the general Bay Area Friday night and Saturday. Up in the high Sierra, looking for snow down around 6,000 to 7,000 feet. This is a milder storm from north of Hawaii. It has some subtropical moisture with it, so we'll see Sierra cement up in the high Sierra. And that's good news because we need plenty of moisture in that snowpack to give us good runoff in the spring. And just one other note, Leo, we need about five or six of these storms before we can see some easing of the drought situation.
All right. Yeah, well, let's hope. Let's cross our fingers. Thank you, Michael. It's 534 on KNBR 68. Leo Laporte and Company, and Bob Lazich is in the newsroom with the latest, Bob.
The Senate might go behind closed doors to talk about John Towers' nomination as defense secretary. There are so many embarrassing questions being raised about his conduct and personal life that a rare closed-door session is possible. West Germany calls it pure speculation. The investigative report that the bomb which destroyed Pan Am Flight 103 was in a radio probably put on board in Frankfurt. 270 people perished when the plane blew up and crashed in Scotland. The U.S. is not going to cut its aid to the Afghan rebels, not yet. President Bush suggests the Soviets might have stockpiled weapons for the Afghan army before they left, and the president wants to keep things even. Attorneys for Oliver North are saying, wait a minute. They have not agreed to the conditions for going ahead with the trial. They are objecting to the agreement between the Justice Department and the special prosecutor. San Francisco police investigating a report that someone might have shot at a film crew making a commercial at 26th and Connecticut. Two shots were fired. No one was hit. No arrests. The Bay Area business picture looks good on the surface, but a group has taken a long-term look, and there could be trouble down the road. Report from Susan Stanley in the KNBR South Bay Bureau.
The chairman of the Bay Area Economic Forum, Robert Perry, calls the Bay Area a region at risk when it comes to economic competition. Stanford President Donald Kennedy is also a member of the newly created forum.
But we believe that the forum is a project that can help us do better. There are many areas in which it can bring groups in this region together to keep the Bay Area in the forefront of creativity and innovation.
Among the issues to be tackled, creating a bioscience center and creating yet another transportation task force. I'm Susan Stanley from the KNBR South Bay Bureau.
The San Francisco yacht that failed to make the finals of the America's Cup goes on the auction block tomorrow to try to erase $3 million in leftover debts. The Rock Hudson jury has gone home for the night without deciding on punitive damages in the suit by Hudson's lover, Mark Christian. Christian won $14.5 million in compensatory damages. His attorney would like to double that, says it would send a message to those who know they have AIDS and endanger the lives of others. KNBR News is brought to you by the Pacific Bell Smart Yellow Pages.
My business is robots for parties, conventions, grand openings. We have robot, we travel. I was very terrified in the beginning because it was all money going out, about $100,000 worth, and not much coming back in. It was very scary. The very first day that the Pacific Bell Yellow Pages appeared with our advertisement in it, I got four calls for parties. Since then, we've had so many I can't count them.
Pacific Bell Yellow Pages. The Yellow Pages used three times more than any other has just gotten better. It's now the Pacific Bell Smart Yellow Pages, with special new features that make it easier for people to find your ad. The new Pacific Bell Smart Yellow Pages could help you increase your business even more.
It took a full year to turn a profit, and the rest, as they say, is geography.
KNBR News time is 5:38. KNBR Sports, North Carolina State football coach Dick Sheridan is going to stay where he is, does not want to be considered for the job at South Carolina. The NFL has fined 16 Denver Broncos a collective $12,500 for their part in an on-field brawl with the New England Patriots in the last game of the regular season. An undisclosed number of Patriots players were also fined, the amount not disclosed. The baseball story of the day, Orel Hershiser's new contract, 3 years, $7.9 million. A record. With that, the Dodgers avoid arbitration. Warriors and the Clippers tonight at the Oakland Coliseum, the KNBR airtime, 7:05. KNBR News is brought to you by the Pacific Bell Smart Yellow Pages. More news when it happens on KNBR 68. I'm Bob Lazich with Leo LaForte.
And a look at the almanac for this Thursday, February 16th, 1989. 30th anniversary of Fidel Castro's inauguration as Premier of Cuba. I imagine he's celebrating with a cigar. His health not good. Don't know how many more years he has ahead of him. In 1937, on this day, nylon was patented. Some ways good, but you know, silk stockings were awfully nice. King Tut's tomb was unsealed in 1923 on this day. They say there was a curse. The men who unsealed it died under suspicious circumstances shortly after. Silver dollars became legal U.S. tender in 1878 on this day. The New Hampshire primary was a year ago. The beginnings for Bush and Dukakis, the big winners. Birthday today, Patty Andrews of the Andrews Sisters is 69. I think she's the sole surviving Andrews sister. I can't remember. I think so. Oh, shouldn't say things like that unless you know, should you? I hope I haven't offended Laverne or Maxine. Natalie Cole, 39. LeVar Burton, 32. John McEnroe, the brat, 30 years old. He's so young. My biggest strength, he says, is that I don't have any weaknesses. That sounds like Mac. It's also the birthday of the mayor of Palm Springs, California. Sonny Bono, Salvatore B. Bono, 54 years old.
They say we're young and we don't know, won't find out till we grow. Well, I don't know while that's true, 'cause you got me and baby I got you. Hey, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. They say our love won't pay the rent before it burns. Our money's all been spent. I guess that's so. We don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're always around. Don't let them say your hair's too long, 'cause I don't care. With you I can't go wrong. Then put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you to hold my hand. I got you to walk with me. I got you to talk.
you, babe. I got you, babe.
Sonny. Birthday boy, Sonny, on KNBR 68 and Cher. I Got You, Babe, recorded in 1964. Somebody asked Cher when she was on tour for Uninhibited, her new perfume, just a few months ago. One of the, you know, she'd go to the department stores. People would jump up and say, hey, Cher. And they'd ask, a couple people ask, get to ask questions. Somebody said, would you ever get back together with Bono, with Sonny? She she laughed real loud and said, no!
A whole lot more.
It's another great item from Sears.
A whole lot more.
A 27-inch screen Magnavox TV. The smart television with universal remote for the TV, VCR, and cable. There's MTS stereo, plus full on-screen controls. And this week you get all that at an exceptional price. Only $568. Only at Sears.
Your money's worth.
A special purchase while quantities last.
Nature's hand spans the country, turning strawberries toward the California sun, drenching cherries in Michigan rain. Then it's in our hands. Smucker's low sugar spreads. Half the sugar, only 8 calories per teaspoon. But a taste as good as hand-picked. With a name like Smucker's, it has to be good.
When they handed out days of the month, everyone knows February got the short end of the stick. Your Ken Harvey auto dealer doesn't think it's fair, so he's stretching out February's 28 days with great savings on all Acuras and Hondas. During February at Ken Harvey's Hayward Acura and Ken Harvey's Dublin Honda, most car prices will be hundreds, even thousands of dollars less than the factory sticker. At Ken Harvey's Hayward Acura, Northern California's volume discount Acura dealer, all Legends and Integras will be sold at prices worth the drive to Hayward. At Ken Harvey's Dublin Honda, Northern California's discount Honda outlet, all Civics, Accords, and Preludes are priced to sell. Hayward Acura, 29,000 Mission Boulevard, and Dublin Honda at the junction of Highway 580 and 680 in Dublin. Both dealers just minutes from anywhere in the Bay Area. February may be the shortest month, but it's the longest on deals at your Ken Harvey auto dealer. It's just one more reason that no one walks away from a Ken Harvey deal. They drive away.
5:45 on KNBR 68. Don't forget to listen for the KNBR ski reports Wednesday through Saturday right here. Brought to you by the Carnation Warm-Up Team of, of Dean Johnson. No, of Carnation Hot Cocoa and Carnation Coffee Mate on KNBR 68. Cammy Blackstone on Sonny's birthday. I can't believe you didn't know it was
well,
Sonny's
birthday.
Well,
you know, birthday. I did send Sonny a card on Saturday, but today I completely forgot.
Well, I hope you're going to celebrate.
Oh, of course.
We'll go out and, you know, wear some smiley faces and fringed beaded outfits or something.
Oh, I always do.
All right.
Well, we better tell Clarice to get that dinner in the oven because it is a green community condition on Northbound 101 right now. Gary will be home any second at the limit right now from Sausalito all the way to Novato, which is a little tiny bit of minor slowing here at Tiburon Boulevard. But otherwise, it is a green community condition. Still clearing the last car out of the center divide from an accident northbound 880 at 237. Traffic there back up to Brokaw. A little further up the road, another accident northbound 880. This one at Tennyson in Hayward. And south 880, we've got a crash at Alvarado Niles, just moved to the center divide. And then look out for a bumper in the roadway, south 880 at Dixon Landing Road. And let's get a quick check of those other key routes and hours, guys, and traffic now.
Bumper to bumper out there. 24 east is yellow red, going badly. Eastbound 80 from Emeryville to Hilltop. Eastbound 237 is yellow. Yellow 101 southbound from Sunnyvale to San Jose. 280 southbound into San Jose is yellow. Yellow 101 southbound from San Francisco and yellow on the Skyway approach to the Bay Bridge.
And we'll cover those key commute routes again for you. 12 minutes on KNBR 68. I'm Cammy Blackstone.
Traffic this hour brought to you by American Small Claims Center. Now you can sue for up to $2,000 in small claims court using the small claims system as a cost-effective way to collect your bad debts. The American Small Claims Center will help you prepare and file your claim over the phone for only $49. Call 1-800-521-1424.
Fine music and Cathay Pacific Airways' new Marco Polo business class. Our point is not just that our new, more spacious Marco Polo business class is dedicated to the finer things. It is. More precisely, though, if you fly San Francisco to Hong Kong round trip prior to April 30th, Cathay Pacific Airways will give you a Sony portable compact disc player absolutely free. A Sony Discman. Because everything about our new Marco Polo business class must reflect our dedication to the finer things. Call Cathay Pacific Airways or your travel agent for details. Cathay Pacific Airways, daily from San Francisco to Hong Kong and beyond.
I used to spell my name M-O-K-R-O-J-A-S-K-Y, but I changed it to make it easier to pronounce.
Dr. Stefan Mokrzyjski, Kaiser Permanente Healthcare Program.
That didn't help much. So each of my patients came up with their own name for me. Dr. Moke or Mokro. One fellow kept trying to get it right, finally gave up. So to him, I'm now Dr. Hiskimo.
As a member of Kaiser Permanente, you can have one of our personal physicians. One like Dr. Stefan Mokrzyjski. A physician who'll know more than your name. One who'll be familiar with your medical history and individual health needs. Important when treating an illness, and an advantage in helping you stay well.
Not even the nurses know all the names people call me. But when I hear them answer the phone, Dr. Who? I know it's for me.
Kaiser Permanente. Good people, good medicine.
5:49 on KNBR 68. It's time for sports. Here's Ralph Scathing Barbieri.
And KNBR Sports is brought to you by Channel 2, where tonight at 8, Comedy Week continues with Goldie Hawn and Chevy Chase in Seems Like Old Times, followed by the 10 o'clock news, only on Channel 2. You know, when I do Sports Fun 68, I sign off with Angels Fly because they take themselves lightly. A great Alan Watts quote for all you Buddhists out there. And I do believe in taking myself lightly. Two things I take very seriously, and I get a little passionate about: the Giants and USF basketball. USF lost to Santa Clara last night, 88-50, in front of a half-full house. And it's one person's fault, Father John Losciavo. I'll be back to tell you about it in just a second.
Hear that? That's the funk of Marvin Hamlin.
Oh! Okay.
Hear that? That's the physical finesse of Chevy Chase.
I'm hyperventilating. I can't breathe.
Hear that? That's the classic poise of Goldie Hawn. Blend these together and add the literary dash of Neil Simon.
Don't yell at me.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm screaming at you.
Hi, I'm Sue Murphy. I'll be hostessing Neil Simon Seems Like Old Times tonight at 8 when KTVU's Comedy Club continues on Channel 2. Now, what is it that I love about this movie? It has everything. Passion.
We need chicken pepperoni, and we need it fast.
It has conflict. It has Charles Grodin.
What are you telling me?
They made me watch the movie. Now it's your turn. What else can I do?
Well, you've done everything humanly possible.
And it Seems Like Old Times, tonight at 8, hosted by me, Sue Murphy, only on Channel 2.
As I said, last night, Santa Clara beat USF 88-50 in USF's gym. 26 years ago this month, I was a senior in high school, and I had a scholarship offer from USF, academic, non-athletic. I was a decent baseball and basketball player, but I knew I'd never be good enough to play in college. But I went up to this basketball game, and Dave Lee sank a free throw with no time left on the clock. USF beat Santa Clara for the league championship, and the student body marched as one down to the Civic Center, and I said, that's where I want to go to school. It was really exciting, and the gym was packed, and in fact, the gym was ostensibly antiquated almost before it was built. It only held 6,000 people. They were jammed every week. Well, you know, somewhere along the line, something happened. USF used to be basketball. USF was a dominant college sport in the Bay Area. Stanford had a good quarterback occasionally. Berkeley had one good basketball team. But USF was the place for hoops. And, I mean, it didn't have the perfectly manicured lawns and the fraternities and sororities like Stanford. It didn't have the superb eclecticism of Berkeley. What it did have was national championships, Bill Russell, Casey Jones, Mike Farmer, and when I was going to school, Ollie Johnson, Russ Kamina, Irwin Mueller, Joe Ellis, Dick Brainerd, Larry Bloom, Dennis Black, Bob Gaylord, Don Snyder, Huey and Eddie Thomas, Pete Cross, and the list is endless. I mean, great, great players. And in fact, your whole social life at USF revolved around basketball. You know, so what happens? In 1982, Father John Losciavo, the president of the university, he was the dean of students when I was there, never very popular. He somehow got kicked down to Bellarmine High School and somehow emerged as the president of USF. I don't know how many bodies he stepped over to get back there. Jesuit politics, by the way, make the Republicans and the Democrats pale by comparison. In 82, he cancels a program. The usual thing, you know, buying a recruit a meal, cars on weekends, jobs watching the grass grow, tests ahead of time. That had been going on forever. Did he know about it? Did Reagan know about arms for hostages? Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. Yeah, of course he knew about it. But what does he do? He fires the basketball coach. He fires the athletic director. Then he gets on the white horse and tries to ride into the sunset, canceling the program for 3 years under the guise of putting academics above athletics. In doing so, he stripped the school of its tradition, of its pride, and everything. And that's why this is still happening now. It's been back for a few years. No one's going to go to school there. Prevelli, he has no one to coach. I mean, everybody that's running the program is completely in the 19th century. Well, Chavo is still the president, and it's really sad. It's just a shadow of its former self, and it sickens me to see this. A half-full gym against the arch-rival Santa Clara, and it's all because of Father John Lociavo, you know, and you think the man's conscience would bother him, but I don't think he has one. I'm Ralph Barbieri, that's KMVR Sports, brought to you by Channel 2, where tonight at 8, Comedy Week, real funny sportscast too, continues with Goldie Hawn and Chevy Chase in Seems Like Old Times, followed by the 10 o'clock news, only on Channel 2.
Central Chevrolet in Fremont has been your family Chevy store for over 50 years. Why? When Chevrolet took a survey to find out, Central Chevrolet customers named three things above all: price, location, and reputation. A reputation for family-owned service and honesty, a location just seconds off freeway, and prices. After 52 years of success, Central Chevrolet knows how to make your next car affordable. And right now, Central Chevrolet's got GeoLogic with a complete new Geo line. The Tracker, the Spectrum, the Metro, and the brand new Geo Prism, official car of the Virginia Slims Tournament. Come to Central Chevrolet in Fremont to meet the new Geos. This weekend, get yourself a free pair of tickets to the Virginia Slims Tournament. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, Central Chevrolet will be giving away free tickets to the first 50 people who ask for them. That's 50 pairs each day. Must be 18 and a licensed driver. No purchase necessary. Central Chevrolet in Fremont. Take Thornton Avenue exit east off Highway 880. Central Chevrolet and Geo Imports, your family Chevy store since 1937.
There are reasons one Bay Area Mercedes-Benz dealer has outsold all others for 8 years running. Service, integrity, value. Stead Motors of Walnut Creek is the Bay Area's largest exclusive Mercedes-Benz dealer, and they now have the largest selection of new Mercedes-Benz in Northern California. With so many choices and colors from the 190 series to the luxurious 560 models, you can surely find and select your dream car. You can lease with no money down, or if you decide to buy, you get the best deal in Stead Motors history. Call for quick details, 937-1655, or visit Stead Motors of Walnut Creek at 1301 Parkside Drive, the largest exclusive Mercedes-Benz dealer in the Bay Area, with uncompromising commitment to quality and value. The Mercedes-Benz dealer that is here to serve. Stead Motors at 937-1655.
556 on KNBR 68. Let's go to Cammie Blackstone in the Skyview Traffic Watch Plane. See what's going on down there.
Well, yeah, we're checking Contra Costa County right now. And northbound 680 is a nasty commute this afternoon. You're going to start hitting the stop and go at Sycamore Valley Road as you make your way into the Walnut Creek Interchange. After that, it's going to be solid, bumper-to-bumper parking lot from Monument all the way onto the deck of the Benicia Bridge. Southbound 680 is not looking so bad, though. That's just jamming up now at North Main into the Walnut Creek Interchange. And eastbound 24, that's solid now from the Claremont Curve all the way through the Caldecott Tunnel, and that doesn't pick up until you pass the Arinda Crossroads. And we have an accident westbound 24 just east of Gateway. That's blocking lane number 4. And now let's get a quick check on those other key routes now.
It's a red condition, Cammie. Big problems eastbound 80 from Emeryville to Hilltop. The Nimitz southbound from Oakland is yellow. Yellow Nimitz northbound from San Jose. 101 southbound from Sunnyvale to San Jose is yellow. 280 southbound into San Jose is yellow. Yellow eastbound San Mateo Bridge. Yellow on the Skyway approach to the Bay Bridge. Finally, green 101 northbound between the Golden Gate Bridge and Navajo.
And we'll cover those key routes again for you in 12 minutes on KMBR 68. I'm Cammie Blackstone.
Super handyman Al Carroll for Home Depot with a few words about saving money. Now, I kind of hate to start off talking about U.S. currency, but it is a subject that seems to cause folks to want to take notes. Well, there's only one note, and it's only got two words, Home Depot. Fact is, Home Depot flat out guarantees you'll save money, because Home Depot flat out guarantees low prices on everything they sell every single day. Here's some examples. Bathroom vanity. Vanity Fair makes a whole bunch of them, and Home Depot carries all they make. In fact, Home Depot has more than 24 different vanities and 30 different tops. Plus, there's another 100 or so that you could special order. Now, if you happen to be someone who enjoys running water, you ought to come down and see Home Depot's incredible selection of faucets. They have over 100 of them, including Aqualine faucets. Home Depot, where low prices are just the beginning.
Emporium Capwell's President's Day mattress sale starts tomorrow with 40 to 50% savings on Serta Sealy and Spring Air. Shop tomorrow through Monday and save an additional 15%. Plus, buy a premium set and get a bed frame at no extra cost. And make no payment for 90 days on purchases of $200 or more. Save 40 to 50% on Serta Sealy and Spring Air. And save an additional 15% tomorrow through Monday only. The President's Day mattress sale at Emporium Capwell.
It's 5:59 on KNBR. 68. Let's take a look at this date in Hollywood history with Jan Walsh, star of Hollywood The Calling on KNBR 68, 9 o'clock Sunday night. Hi, Jan.
Hi, Leo. Today in 1935, the Oscar nominations had just come out the day before, and there was an overwhelming protest from members of the Academy because Betty Davis had not been nominated for Best Actress in Of Human Bondage. So the Academy announced that voters could write in any name they wished for Best Actress, and that was the last time a write-in vote was allowed.
Did the write-in win?
No. It ended up to be the year of It Happened One Night.
Yeah, that's
so right.
Right.
But she went going on to win two Oscars anyway.
I think a write-in's not a bad idea, especially, I mean, this year, especially.
Yeah, that's good. I could write in something for Baghdad Cafe.
And Tom Cruise. You'd be the only one. Thank you. Thank you, Jan. We'll talk to you again tomorrow on KNBR 68.
San Francisco, KNBR.
I couldn't resist. It's 6 o'clock.
This is the NBC Radio Network. I'm Ann Taylor. An innocent-looking radio cassette player was apparently the hiding place for the deadly bomb that destroyed Pan Am Flight 103 last December, killing all those on board and 11 people on the ground in Scotland. NBC correspondent Robert Hager reports the bomb was apparently put on the plane in West Germany.
Investigators believe the bag with the radio either arrived in Frankfurt from elsewhere or more likely was first loaded in Frankfurt. Its barometer set to sense the pressure change of the flight to London, and then sense the second pressure change after being put aboard the flight leaving London. Authorities believe the terrorists wanted the timer to cause the explosion over water after the plane left the coast. But because of high winds, the flight was diverted to a more time-consuming northerly course, and the bomb went off over land. Robert Hager, NBC News, Montreal.
After rising for several years, the number of drug users in New York City contracting the AIDS-causing virus has stabilized. Sam Friedman says that is good news indeed.
The explosive increase of the virus into the uninfected IV drug users in New York City seems to have slowed down, and all those people who are not yet infected then won't be spreading it sexually.
He's with the nonprofit group Narcotics and Drug Research. You're listening to NBC Radio Network News.
Here's why State Farm's Family Insurance Checkup can be so important to you. Just yesterday, your toddler was wheeling around in a little red wagon. Now that youngster's driving a big five-door wagon. Your life changes fast. That's why you need a State Farm agent to help you keep up with all your changing insurance needs. With the Family Insurance Checkup, to help you make sure the coverage you need will be there when you need it.
And like a good neighbor,
nature's hand spans the country, turning strawberries toward the California sun, drenching cherries in Michigan rain. Then it's in our hands. Smucker's low sugar spreads. Half the sugar, only 8 calories per teaspoon. But it tastes as good as hand-picked. With a name like Smucker's, it has to be good.
This is Gene DiCardo in the KNBR newsroom, brought to you by Alaska Airlines, serving all of Alaska and cities throughout the West. We're still putting the pieces together in this story. A sniper opened fire at police and a San Francisco City Attorney's Office film crew this afternoon while they were reenacting a crime scene as part of an investigation. We're told 20 to 30 rounds of ammo were fired at the three officers, a representative of the City Attorney's Office, and the three-person film crew at Texas and 25th Street in San Francisco. Shots fired with a rifle, possibly an assault rifle, originating from the Missouri Street housing projects. No injuries or damage reported. The film crew was withdrawn from the area. Units were sent to investigate. Police, however, unable to determine origins of the gunfire. The film crew was using the officers and three patrol cars to reenact an incident last year in which a child with a toy gun was shot by a policeman. Fire officials, meanwhile, in the city suspect arson this evening in the blaze this afternoon that gutted the top two floors of an abandoned three-story building at Post Street and Peter York Way. Flames erupted in the third floor. The facility just off Geary had housed apartments and studios but been boarded up for some time. There were no injuries. A one-finger salute today from the state's largest auto insurer, State Farm Stonewall, says it would not issue information on a request for a 9.6% rate hike because it is confident Prop 103 will be outlawed by the California Supreme Court. That high court, by the way, today refused to let school districts ask voters to approve taxes on developers to pay for new school buildings required by new developments. The tribunal, in effect, denied an appeal from a lower court ruling which found school district taxes invalid because they exceeded legislative limits on development fees.
This is a Sky Skyler Show, the radio program for and about the frequent flyer. Our guest today is Scott Peterson.
Hello.
Inventor of the Peterson Solar System.
A complete kit that provides year-round sunshine for home or office.
Uh-huh.
Let's step inside this cozy, easy-to-assemble booth, Sky.
Okay.
And voila.
Voila.
This high-intensity heat lamp bathes you in tropical warmth. Notice the beach sand on the floor?
Nice touch. Mm-hmm. But instead of this cardboard-covered sandbox, Scott, people can have the real thing.
Sandbox?
You can take an Alaska Airlines flight to warm and sunny Mexico.
Mexico?
Sure. Alaska Airlines has low-cost flights and vacation packages to Mazatlan and Puerto Vallarta. You know, great beaches, shops, restaurants.
Well, good, Sky. But does a Mexico vacation require assembly?
Well, no.
Well, there you go.
Right, okay. Our time's up, and we gotta fly. See you next time, folks.
Enjoy Alaska's warm, friendly service from SFO to Puerto Vallarta for as low as $323 or San Francisco to Mazatlan for $281. Some restrictions, so see your agent or Alaska Airlines. KNBR News Time 6:05. A new economic report today released in San Jose says eroding technological competitiveness and economic smugness, that's quoting, threaten to turn the Bay Area into the electronic rust belt of the 90s. More on the story from KNBR's Susan Stanley.
As an effort to help keep the Bay Area a competitive force in the world's economic market, mayors Art Agnos and Tom McHenry are touting regional cooperation as they plan for a trip to the Far East.
People look at the Bay Area as one area. Our people live and prosper here basically in one economic unit, and our survivability and our continuing economic prosperity revolves around us learning to think a little bit more as one.
The 100-member delegation will leave at the end of April and tour Taipei, Hong Kong, Beijing, and Osaka, among other cities. I'm Susan Stanley from the KNBR South Bay Bureau.
1 year to the day after a suspected mass killer, Richard Farley, was charged with killing seven people in a shooting frenzy at ESL Incorporated, he was in court today, 1 year after. The 40-year-old Farley goes to trial June 12. The state says he stormed a building of the Sunnyvale facility, opened fire at random in a fit involving a thwarted romance. The woman, Laura Black, survived the shootings. Seven of her co-workers did not. It's traffic update time again, and upstairs to our Cammy Blackstone.
Well, Gene, in San Francisco, we've got a yellow commute condition this afternoon. If you're trying to get back to the East Bay, eastbound Skyway now jams from the Central Merge onto the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. If you're headed up the Caldecott Tunnel, eastbound 24, it's eased up a little bit. Now it's stop and go from the Rockridge BART station through the tunnel out to the Uinta Crossroads. We've got lots of slow traffic in the South Bay. Northbound 280 is plugged up from the Guadalupe Parkway up to Race Street. Southbound 280 is solid now from 85 all the way to Winchester Boulevard. And on southbound 101, you'll hit the brakes right about the Great America Parkway. That'll continue to be slow and go down to Alum Rock. And then at 280, it'll be jammed all the way down to Hellier Avenue. Finally, on the streets of San Francisco, look out for some furniture in the roadway in lanes 3 and 4. That's the two right lanes there. Northbound Doyle Drive right at 19th Avenue. And now let's get a quick check of the other key routes in our SkyScan traffic map.
All right, something for everyone. The bad news first. Two areas of slow commute in the red. Eastbound 80 from Emeryville to Hilltop and 880 northbound from San Jose. Then we calm down into the yellow, normal slow and go for the hour. And that includes 880 southbound from Oakland, eastbound 237, 101 southbound from San Francisco. And finally, and thank you, Cammy, it's green all the way clear, 101 northbound between the Golden Gate Bridge and Novato.
And we'll cover those key commute routes again for you in 12 minutes on KNBR 68. I'm Cammy Blackstone.
Turning to sports, no clear leader after one round of the PGA San Diego Open. Three men top of the leaderboard sharing it, Frank Conner, Mark Lai, David Peoples. Warriors and the Clippers tonight in L.A., 7:05 here on KNBR. Now, Bay Weather, Mike Pechner.
Gina, the weather system poised off the Northern California coast has slowed considerably, and the high clouds are very thin over the Bay Area at this hour. We expect slowly increasing clouds tomorrow, mostly cloudy tomorrow night. Rain in the Rebel Empire North Bay counties later tomorrow and into the remainder of the Bay Area by late Friday night or Saturday. Temperatures tonight mild in the 40s, highs tomorrow cooler than today, 50s and lower 60s. We'll see some snow in the highest here above 7,000 feet.
KNBR News brought to you by Alaska Airlines, serving all of Alaska and cities throughout the West. More news when it happens on KNBR 68. I'm Gene DiCardo with Leo Laporte.
Well, an article in Health Magazine listed the 10 most stressful jobs as compiled by the American Institute of Stress. Number one, the most stressful job, not a surprise, air traffic controller.
Uh-huh.
Then inner city high school teacher.
Makes sense.
Especially with the kids being armed these days.
You bet.
Police officer. Customer service representative. That means complaint handler, usually. Newspaper editor. Medical intern. Commercial airline pilot. Single working mother. Any field. Just that by itself.
No.
That's even more stressful than intensive care unit staff or stockbroker. Those are the top 10.
Those are good choices.
I'd have to add, after Ralph's commentary last hour, president of the University of San Francisco. That, be right up there.
A lot of Oklahoma University, too.
Yeah.
When it happens on KNBR 60.
You ever hear feng shui? The Chinese art of placement. And on the eve of the big Chinese New Year celebration, I thought it'd be fun to talk to Professor George Lee from San Francisco State about feng shui.
It happens on KNBR 68.
Ancient and honorable Chinese art of aesthetics. Coming up in just a bit, we'll also talk a little bit about New Year's traditions. All ahead, Laporte and company. Yeah, we're going home on a Thursday evening on KNBR.